bhunaktu sahaviryam karavavahai tejasvinavadhitamastu mavirvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Om jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shiva sadi gaura bhakta vrinda. Hare krishna 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 hare hare. Hare rama 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 hare hare.
K. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Northern Ocean, 8th Wave, Chapter 49, page 64. So this is on the mix of Hasya Karuna and Bhayanaka Rasa are the friends of Vatsala, Madhura, Yudhavirya Rasa, Dasya, and Raudra Rasas. Directed to Krishna are the enemies. Hasya, Karuna, and Bhayanaka are the friends of Vatsalya, Madhura, Yudhavirya, Dasya, and Raudra Rasas directed to Krishna are the enemies of Vatsala. Okay. Srila Jiva Goswami. Hasya Ras and Karuna Ras. Manifested in the Vatsalya Rasa Bhakti in Krishna and in other devotees is favorable to Vatsala Rasa. Bhayanaka Rasa caused by enemies is also favorable. Madhura Rasa manifested in all types of persons is unfavorable for Vatsala Rasa. Yudhavira Rasa and Raudra Rasa exchanged between Krishna and the Vatsala Bhakta are unfavorable. Footnote 24. The competitive spirit of Yudhavira Rasa, or mutual hostility, would destroy the relationship of parents protecting the son. However, if the parents see Krishna competing with his friends, there is no obstacle to their parental affection. The parents may show anger, but it would be a show only, in which case Krishna acts fearful. Krishna may make a show of anger, in which case the parents act remorseful. He gets upset that Mother Jashoda put him down, to attend to the milk. At the same time, then he behaves badly. And then, it goes back and forth, and they have so many nice pastimes. 487. Hasya and Sakya Rasa are the friends of Madhura Rasa. Vatsala, Bibatsa, Shanta, Raudra, and Payanaka are the enemies of Madhura Rasa. Some say that Yudhavira and Dharmavira Rasas are friends of Madhura Rasa.
We didn't read after the footnote 24, the next one. After the footnote 24, there's one more line.
But that's footnote 25?
In the main text, Maharaj. Dasya also directed towards Krishna.
Oh, okay. Purvavat indicates directed towards Krishna, as in the previous verse. Okay. So, some say that Yudhavira and Dharma Rasas are friends of Madhura Rasa, though others say those two are enemies. Srila Prabhupada. With the ecstasy of devotion in conjugal love, a mixture of laughter or fraternity is compatible. According to certain expert opinions, in the ecstasy of conjugal love, the feelings of chivalry known as Yudhavira and Dharmavirya are the only compatible additions. According to this view, except for these two humors, all of the manifestations are taken as incompatible with conjugal love. So he's mentioning these are the only ones that are. Everything else will be incompatible.
What is Yudhavira and
Dharmavira? Yudhavira means that chivalry, but in fighting, right? Yudha is fighting. And Dharmavira means chivalry and giving in charity, right? Following Dharma and all that. It's just like, let's say, Maharaj Shibi, you know, he's made a vow to do something, and even though it would mean, I think Shiva was the thing with the hawk and the dove. Yeah. So he said that, you know, that this is my food. Why are you protecting it? He says, no, but it's taking shelter of me. I must protect. He says, well, then you owe me, you know, that much food. You know, and so then he wouldn't agree to anything else unless he gave it from his own body. And so he agreed to do that. And then when he did, it was the demigod. Indra had come as, I think, the hawk. And I'm not sure who came. Maybe Yamaraj came as the dove. Like this, and then that way. So that's Dharmavira. They're just fixed in that, in their service to the Lord. You know. And Ram makes that mood. That's the Maryada, means following the rules. So you could say he's Dharmavira. Is that so? Those don't work with the conjugal ras so much. You know, some say they're friends. They may have a place because they'll take the Yudhavira, that, you know, they'll fight sometimes like that. Or you know, following of Dharma is very nice and all that. But at the same time, as others say, that they're not, right? So then here, then Prabhupada's mentioning that they match. But they have their position. Right. Srila Jiva Goswami. Hasya and Sakya Rasa in the Madhura Rasa devotee and expressed in Krishna are favorable for that devotee's Madhura Rasa. Shanta Rasa manifested in the Madhura Rasa devotee and in Krishna is unfavorable for Madhura Rasa. Right? Because then they're just appreciating and no further action. Right? Because there must be that sense of possession, so there must be that interaction. Hasya and Sakya are favorable to some degree when displayed in other devotees, specifically the Sakis. Vatsala Rasa, manifested in the Madhurya Rasa devotee, in Krishna and the other devotees, thus unfavorable for the devotee's Madhurya Rasa. Right? Because it's always what's manifest in Krishna, what's manifest in the devotees, right? Or in others, right? Vibhatsa Rasa is unfavorable when manifested in all five types of persons. The devotee, Krishna, other devotees, neutral, and enemies. Yeah, so fear. Because then when fear comes up, then you lose the position. Raudra and Bayanaka, what was that? Vibhatsa is ghastliness, yeah. Raudra and Bayanaka rasas are unfavorable generally when manifested in all types of persons. Generally. Some say that Yudhavira and Dharmavira rasa, because you'll see that one pastime, I think in when they're in Manasi Ganga, then Krishna's doing things until there's a storm, he's rocking the boat and everything, until Radharani just grabs onto him out of fear. And as soon as that moment comes, then immediately everything goes peaceful and everything, and then he just very nicely just makes the boat across. Right? So it has its moment, but it can't remain. It just has this moment that puts them together, that's all. Yeah. Some say that Yudhavira and Dharmavira rasas, Virya Yugmam, are favorable in the devotee, in Krishna and in other devotees. Others say that those two rasas are unfavorable, though this is not the author's opinion. So the author agrees that they're favorable. Otherwise, then how do they have all the arguments that they have? Right? You know, fighting, like you said, fighting over the flowers or fighting over the price of the boat, you know, or things like that. 488. Vibhatsa, Madhura, Sakya, and Vatsalya rasas are favorable for Hasya rasa. Right? So it goes the other way around. You know, just like in cooking. If in eggplant, in spinach, you can put eggplant. Like you're cooking a spinach sabzi, and you take eggplant and cut it in small pieces and deep fry it and then put it at the end. It works very nicely. So that means then in eggplant, you could put a little bit of spinach. You know? So they go, one's prominent. You know, otherwise if they're not, you just call it a mixed sabzi. Right? Like that. So the same way as they'll reverse. Karuna and Bayanaka rasas are unfavorable, right? Because if you're afraid, how do you laugh? You know, how is it funny, right? And if you laugh when you're being kind, that also doesn't work very good. You can't make a joke. People get upset. Srila Prabhupada, with the ecstasy of devotional laughter, a mixture of dread, conjugal love, or parental love is compatible, whereas a mixture of compassion or ghastliness is incompatible. Srila Jiva Goswami, vibhatsa or disgust experienced in the devotee himself is favorable for his hasya rasa. When seeing jesting devotees wearing disgusting clothing, for instance, but is not favorable when experiencing disgust at bad smells or other similar items. So it's a matter of, it has to be within rasa. Right? Yeah. In the following verses, the reasons for friendship or animosity and the persons manifesting the rasas should be inferred. I would tend to put that in, down into another paragraph. You know, so you know that he's talking about what's coming.
Maharaj, Prabhupada refers fear to ghastliness and vibhats as dread or disgust. Fear and ghastliness refers to me.
Oh, because in either way, dread can mean fear, but also ghastliness, you become fearful. It's just, the point is, it's generating that feeling. Does that make sense? So the end will be, is that fear will be there. You know, where it's coming from. You know? Like that. So, 4, 8, 9. Because he sees that there's finer points. In one, it works, in another, it doesn't. Like in here, bad smells, it doesn't. But if it's in the lighter thing, it does. So it can even be the same thing. He's just showing the two things that Jiva Goswami is showing. Or he's showing just where it comes from.
Also, like in laughter, the disgust aspect can match. But
it can
fear,
match.
Fear will not match.
Yeah.
So that aspect also.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's taking what's important for us that we could use. And the other things, it gets too technical. You know, as it is, you know, we can't even remember which one's which, let alone, you know, like that. So, yeah. 4, 8, 9. The five primary rasas and vira rasa are favorable for adbhuta rasa. Raudra and vibhatsa are unfavorable. Srila Prabhupada, with the ecstasy of devotion and astonishment, a mixture of chivalry or neutral love is compatible, whereas a mixture of anger or dread is always incompatible. Srila Jiva Goswami, here it is stated that the experience of Raudra and Vibhatsa obstruct the astonishment caused by experiencing something unusual, adbhuta rasa. This, however, does not rule out the fact that feelings of anger, disgust, and rasa are also causes for astonishment. For it is said, rase, sarash, chamatkaraha. The essence of rasa, any rasa, is astonishment. Footnote 26. So he gives the Sanskrit. This is a work from Dharmadatta, quoted in Sahitya Darpana. So there'll be something, you're astonished at it, but it generates disgust. So it has to be astonishment is there. There's something that, you know, you notice it, because otherwise if it's not there, how is Shanta the basis? Right? That you appreciate there's something special. You know, like you see Narad Muni going around, there's that astonishment and how Krishna is in all the palaces at once and each one's doing a different thing. You know, because he knows yogis, he hangs out with yogis. You know, they can't do that, you know, so. It could turn into that, but point is, saying the astonishment is the basis. It can turn into fascination, or it can turn into anger, or it can turn into it. Like, let us say, after a hard day, you know, being out and that, the mom comes home, and the kids have been at home, and she comes in, and the living room is trashed. There's going to be astonishment there. It's like, how could this happen? But immediately it will cause anger, you know, or something else, you know, like this. It's going to, so it's not a problem that it can be a basis of anything else. That's the point here.
we say that Krishna means attractive. So it is attractive to anyone.
Yes. But at the same time, is that attraction doesn't necessarily mean it's going to create any of the direct rasas or that. It's just like Krishna's amazing, but that just creates, jealousy or envy or fear in like Duryodhana. Like there was one time when he went as the messenger to Hastinapur, when it was, they're already back, it's established that they're back, because Duryodhana and them, they had some doubt, trying to establish. Because they figured out that they thought that by symptoms, Pandavas must be in Virat. So they took their whole army, everybody, and camped outside, on one side. And they had their allies, the Trigartas, on the other side, the opposite side of the city, right? So it's going to be a big city. And the opposite side, and the cow, and over there, then they started a battle. So then, the king and everybody goes out that side. Once that battle's going, the king's engaged. Then they steal all the cows on this side, the Kauravas. So then, Arjuna goes out with the prince, right? He's the chariot driver, but he's dressed as a eunuch, so he has all these bright colored clothes and, wild hair and, like that. You've seen in India, the eunuchs and all that. They're always a little wild in their dress and stuff, especially if it's a festival, right? And so then they come out there, when the prince is too afraid, then he says, okay, we switch places. You drive, all fight. So they have this prince driving, you expect a charioteer to drive, but the prince is driving, and then this eunuch is fighting. So, like that. And defeated. And so then they went back, and then, see, we found you, and this and that, and all that. But then there were different opinions of the astrologers, so they said, okay, ask Yudhishthira. He says, no, it was like a few days before. When you came, it was already a few days after. So when they figured out who they were, it was already after the time. So then that was okay. So then Krishna went. Duryodhana is not giving back anything, because in his plan they were going to find him and send him to the forest again, and this would go on for their whole life, right? And since generally you can't, in that age you can live 1,000 years. So he figured, for the next, basically almost 1,000 years, this would go on. He was very confident of his plan. But it didn't work out, so he wouldn't give him how much land you could put the tip of the pin into. Right? And so then Krishna went then to mediate. And so when he got there, then Duryodhana had the plan, because this is one of his major supports. Arjuna is that, you have Drupad, you have Krishna. So if they can get rid of Krishna, then... So they made a special throne and all that, and so then when Krishna came, they sat him there, everything's nice like that. And at some point they pulled the lever, and the seat just goes way, way down into the earth, and they close it. And they thought, well, we've gotten rid of Krishna, so, okay, that's a major thing. And then as they're, reveling, or enjoying their reveling in their happiness there, then suddenly in the courtyard, this starts like an earthquake, and then this monster peacock feather starts poking up through the floor, bricks going, things breaking and everything like that, until it keeps coming out, until the whole universal form, it's a smaller form, but it's still a universal form, right? So that would definitely cause amazement, but it just, the reaction in him is still not good.
With Kaliya, when Krishna jumps into the lake, first is amazed seeing beauty, and then how can somebody jump into the
lake, and so small, and how can it challenge? So they had Bhuta, this, whatever, the astonishment, then that can be a basis for any of the rasas. So it's not a problem. So that's why he's saying it's not incompatible with anything. But at the same time, as it being the prominent aspect, It may or may not be compatible, but I think it's compatible with all of them. So it appears here he's also saying for any rasa. So whether he means the five, but also the seven. It can be start there and then turn into something else. You know, you're just amazed how ghastly it is, or amazed at how great it is, so how fearful you are. You know, like that. 4.8.10 Adbhuta, Hasya, Sakya, and Dasya rasas are favorable for Vira rasa. Payanaka and Shanta rasas are unfavorable for Yudha Vira rasa. For Dana Vira, Dayavira and Dharmavira rasas, Bhayanaka rasa is unfavorable. Isn't Dana? Oh, okay. Some put Dana and Daya together, and some keep them separate. Yes. Srila Prabhupada, with the ecstasy of devotional chivalry, a mixture of astonishment, laughter, or servitude is compatible. Whereas a mixture of dread or conjugal love is incompatible. According to some expert opinions, the ecstasy of neutral love is always compatible with devotional service and chivalry. Srila Jiva Goswami. Vatsala rasa is sometimes favorable for Vira rasa as well. This is the case of Balaram and others for whom Vatsala rasa is favorable to their Yudha Vira rasa. And the inhabitants of Vraja, for whom Vatsala is favorable for their Dhanavira rasa, because they want to give things to Krishna. Vayanaka rasa and Shanta rasa are unfavorable for the Yudhavira rasa, indicated by Kasya Chit in some cases. Right? Vayanaka rasa is unfavorable for the other types of Vira rasa. 4.8.11 Raudra rasa and Vatsala rasa are favorable for Karuna rasa. Hasya, the Sambhoga portion of Madhura rasa, meeting Krishna, and Adbhuta rasas are unfavorable. Okay. Srila Prabhupada. With the ecstasy of compassion in devotional service, a mixture of anger or parental love is compatible. Whereas a mixture of laughter, conjugal love, or astonishment is always incompatible. Right? So when they say incompatible, that means this in general, though there might be some particular cases. But when they say always, then that means it never is. Like you see some of them, like the Vira rasa with the parental is not compatible, but we see in the case of Balaram, you know, because he has that touch of the parental in his friend, in his Dhanavira, then it'll still work, because they're going to fight and all that, but he just want to make sure that nobody gets too rough, or, you know, it's fair, so Krishna isn't inconvenienced or like that. So it can work there. So by the time when they say it's not compatible, then there might be an exception. Like that. But if he says always, then there won't be. Srila Jiva Goswami. Raudra here refers to anger generated during a period of suffering by the remembrance of previous painful treatment by the lover. If painful treatment were at the present time, while in the state of suffering, it would generate fear. Right? So that painful treatment, the one gets anger, but if it's present, it'll get fear. Because fear means then you don't see how the relationship's going to function. Okay. 4.8.12 Karuna and Vira rasas are favorable to Raudra rasa. Madhura and Bhayanaka rasa are the enemies. Srila Prabhupada. With the ecstasy of anger and devotional service, a mixture of compassion or chivalry is compatible, whereas a mixture of laughter, conjugal union, or dread is completely incompatible. Yeah, because you can't. Yeah. Srila Jiva Goswami. Bhishana means Bhayanaka rasa. It is unfavorable for Raudra rasa when manifested in the devotee experiencing Raudra rasa. Right? Because if you're angry, you can't. How would you be fearful? You know, it's for the anger to be fully there, then you have to be confident. Okay. 4.8.13. Bibhatsa and Karuna Ras are favorable for Bhayanaka Rasa. Vira, Madhura, Hasya, and Raudra are unfavorable. Srila Prabhupada, with the ecstasy of dread in devotional service, a mixture of ghastliness or compassion is compatible. With the ecstasy of chivalry in devotional service, a mixture of conjugal union, laughter, or anger is always incompatible. Srila Jiva Goswami, Karuna Ras nourishes fear by thinking of future separation from the lover and the consequent suffering. Vira, Madhura, Hasya, and Raudarasas are unfavorable for nourishing fear when manifested in the person experiencing fear. Because of Vira, if you get that, then you're not going to be fearful if you have that chivalry spirit. 4.8.14. Tapasvi Shantarasa, Hasyarasa, and Dasyarasa are favorable for Bibhatsarasa. Madhura and Sakyarasas are unfavorable for Bibhatsarasa. Thus, by logic, one can understand the other friends and enemies of the rasas. Srila Prabhupada, in the ecstasy of ghastliness and devotional service, feelings of neutral love, laughter, or servitude are compatible. Whereas feelings of conjugal union and fraternity are incompatible. The above analysis is a simple study of rasa-bhasa, or incompatible mixing of rasas. This transcendental science of rasa-bhasa can thoroughly explain the humors of ecstatic love that are compatible and incompatible with one another. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing in Jagannath Puri, many poets and devotees used to come to him and offer their different kinds of poetry. But the regulation was that Lord Chaitanya's secretary, Srup Damodar, first examined all these writings scrutinizingly. And if he would find that there were no incompatibilities in the rasas or transcendental mellows, he would then allow the poet to approach Lord Chaitanya and recite his poetry. Srila Jiva Goswami. Because if it's incompatible, it won't be nice. And Lord Chaitanya, knowing rasa, then it wouldn't be good. Srila Jiva Goswami, Shantaras here means the Tapasvi Shantarasa, explained in verse 2. The Dasya Rasa of a person who has just come to the stage of Rati is favorable for Bibhatsa Rasa, since he shows disgust for material life. Not all Hasya Rasa is favorable for Bibhatsa. Only when clowning persons assume disgusting dress, for instance, is it favorable for Bibhatsa Rasa. Right? Disgust. Also, sometimes you see things just go really south and someone might laugh. It's just so far south. But that would probably become from the amazement of how bad it can go. Right? Is that, you know, so yeah. So that's the thing. But it's not a major thing. He's not just laughing. And it just brings up this laugh. I'm like, how could that happen? And then, you know, or he was expecting the worst and it did happen. And then he laughed. And then it goes on with the mood. 4.8.15. Rasas other than the friendly and inimical rasas just mentioned, or that can be logically inferred as such, should be considered neutral. Right. 4.8.16. When friendly rasas mixed, rasa becomes sweeter. Srila Prabhupada. The topic of incompatibility is a very important one, and those who are pure devotees always expect to find perfect compatibility in descriptions of the different relationships with the personality of Godhead. The study of compatibility and incompatibility sometimes becomes very involved, and a hint of why this is so is given as follows. When a friend meets another friend, the mellow produced out of that meeting is generally taken as very palatable. But actually, with such meetings between two friends, there are also many feelings involved. There are so many feelings involved that it is difficult to ascertain when these feelings are actually becoming compatible and when they are becoming incompatible. Right? So you're saying as different things come up, all the things they're moving and that in the relationship, and so something comes up and something goes and like that. 4.8.17. When two rasas mix, they cannot be experienced equally. Thus, the wise have said that when there's a mixture of a predominant rasa angi and subsidiary rasa angas, right? So it won't be equal mixed. There'll always be a little bit more, a little bit less. right? You know, just like an example in Ayurveda, you have ghee and you have honey. Both very nice things. They're both compatible. But when they're mixed, it has to be one's more prominent than the other. It has to be ghee, you know, a ghee preparation that some honey is in, or it has to be honey that some ghee is in. Because if they're equal, then it's dangerous. So, Srila Prabhupada, expert literary scholars have analyzed the rasas that are compatible with one another by contrasting the various rasas in a particular mixture under the names whole and part. According to this method, the prominent feeling is called the whole, and the subordinate feeling is called the part. Right? In other words, it's the main rasa, and within that there's this other flavor. Right? So that's the point. So it's... Srila Jiva Goswami. The two parts of this verse should be read together. If two rasas appear, it is impossible that they can be experienced in an absolutely equal way. Therefore, they can be experienced at one time, melanam, only if one is prominent and the others are subsidiary. Because we're just mentioning the main things that go here. Then you have the basic vyabhicharis and all those other things that will come in. Because we're talking rasa, so it means they're there. 4.8.18. When either a primary or secondary rasa becomes most prominent, angi, all the friendly rasas become subordinate, anga. In this work, okay, so who's this? Who's speaking here? Oh, okay. Oh, it's just not in bold, that's why. Yeah, yeah, because the next page somehow or another is not in bold. Should be in bold. In this work, first, the primary rasa starting with Shantarasa will be taken as the predominant rasa, Angi. In such cases, the friendly primary rasas and friendly secondary rasas become the subordinate rasas, Angas. You know, so it'll take one at a time and go through. 4.8.20. An example of, with Shanta Rasa as the Angi and Dasya Rasa as the Anga, both being primary rasas. How will I ever be able to massage the two lotus feet of your effulgent self, endowed with the form of eternity, knowledge, and bliss, similar to a fire emanating sparks in the form of the jivas? Srila Prabhupada, the following statement elucidates the subject of part and whole. All living entities are just like sparks from the supreme fire, and as such, I do not know if I, a tiny spark, shall be able to engage myself in transcendental loving service of the supreme fire, Lord Krishna. In this statement, the feelings of neutral love are taken as the whole, whereas the desire to serve the Lord is taken as the part. Actually, in the Brahman effulgence, there's no chance of reciprocation of loving ecstasy between the Lord and the devotee. Right? So then there's a slight mix there. Right. So you see, Srila Jiva Goswami. The example of a fire emanating sparks, the jiva, is a reference to the Upanishads, footnote 27, Brihan Aranyaka Upanishad 2.1, for our Shruti Wala. Upanishad. This is stated in order to show that the jiva is subordinate to the Lord, Amsa and Amsi. The Param Brahma, Swarupasya, has a form, Ghana, which is eternal, conscious, and blissful, Chit. Chit stands for Satchit Ananda. That's good to know. This form of the Lord serves as the Alambana, Vishaya, for the speaker, and establishes the person's devotion to him. This illustrates Santa Rasa as the predominating Rasa, or Angi. Its superior position is indicated by its being embraced by its great friend, Dasyaras. Because Dasyaras is subordinate, Anga, Shantaras becomes even more prominent, just as yogurt attains greater taste by the addition of sugar. And even the desire to massage the feet of the Lord, the touch of Dasyaras in the verse, is actually the desire to attain bliss by touching the form of the Lord who is full of the highest bliss, rather than to give bliss to the Lord. because the Lord, devotee realizes the Lord as an object of bliss rather than as his master. Right? So that's why he's pointing out why it'll be Shanta as opposed to Dasya. Because he's pointing out that he will attain bliss rather than he's giving bliss. Right? Because the Lord is bliss, you contact him, you'll be the most blissful. So you see, that comes from this side. You know, so we talk about it, and it is like it said before, when it was mentioned in the Bhagavad Sandarbha, that one goes through the Brahman platform to get to the personal. So we know about the personal, but it doesn't mean you don't go through the impersonal. So that's why then, you know, we'll be attracted by is more bliss there than here. But actually, those who are there, it's not about their own bliss, it's about serving Krishna. And that gives even a higher bliss. The Shanta, he gets bliss by contacting the Lord, but those who aren't trying to get bliss for themselves, they get a higher stage. It's more intense. That's why Dasya and all that are higher. But here, then, there's that touch of Dasya to serve. But it's still within the context. You can say, no, but he's rendering service, so that would mean it's there. But as Prabhupada points out, actually, in the Brahman effulgence, there's no chance for reciprocation of loving ecstasy between the Lord and the devotee. Because the devotee is just experiencing coming in contact, but it's all about the Lord and all that, and so that way then it is given. For 8:21, an example of Shantaras, primary rasa as Angi, and Bibhatsa, secondary rasa as Anga. My wicked self, happily situated in this body, eager to enjoy various tastes, and absorbed in this leather container made of phlegm, semen, and blood, is lethargic to remember Paramatma. Srila Prabhupada. There is another quotation from a devotee who laments as follows. Alas, I am still trying to relish different pleasurable states from this body, which is simply some skin covering mucus, semen, and blood. In this state of consciousness, I am so condemned that I cannot relish the transcendental ecstasy of remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. End quote. In this statement, there are two ecstatic loving humors, namely neutrality and ghastliness. Neutrality is taken here as the whole, whereas ghastliness, while the ecstasy of ghastliness is the part. Right? So is that neutrality, that point of just seeing the position of the Lord and his position. And that, and so, but there's the aspect of ghastliness where he's not. So we can see is that it's about which is a particular taste, not the volume. Right? Because you see, more of the discussion is on the to remember the Paramatma, then that's going to be the one, the Shanta. But all the other is the expression of that one that's mixed in, but it's the junior. It adds to. So it can be a large volume, but it's still adding to something else. You know, does that make sense? Yes, yes. That's the whole point that comes up. But you still have to know how it mixes properly. So that's why then when we're talking about, you know, these devotional service and ecstasy, it has to be in its pure form. So only then can it come to prema. Yes.
Like in this case, this type of shanta bhakta is a tapasvi one. And the atmaramas, they don't
say these things, because they're not worried about all the austerity and all that. Yeah. Yeah. That's would be a good footnote. 4:8:22. Here's again. Are these in bold?
Yes, Maharaj. Okay. I think because the fellow, when he took the printout, and if he puts in a lesser this one for Xerox, then the bold will be separate.
A little bit of less ink, and that way he saves his 3.5 paisa, and he feels so good.
That would also be
light. Could be. Oh, we're missing a light.
They broke that light.
Oh. Can we get another one?
I was trying to get, but the spiral one is not available, and it's like completely different. He said
he's going to... I think what's happening is this kind of light bulbs, they're discontinuing. They're not manufacturing. They're all going to LEDs.
Yeah.
So you'd have to find an LED that's like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we have LEDs, but like normal bulbs type kind of
thing. Yeah, but they'll go in there.
Okay.
That means they'll fit in the socket.
Yeah,
it's just that's the new replacement.
I just thought one would look hard, so trying to find them.
Yeah, but over there you have that one, so that's okay. You can also, that one doesn't work, that one doesn't work. So you could, I mean, those are smaller, and then this is bigger. Or if you want, you put the two LEDs here and there, if you want to balance, you put that one over there. Yes, yes. But, you know, I say, Prabhupada mentions that the aesthetics is one of the elements that develops the finer brain tissues. So.
And also the colors. Each rasa has its colors. So you can see the color.
Yeah. So you get the one that's a little bit more yellow. Not really yellow. But
that's really white.
That's really white, yeah. So I guess that. Oh, I see. Whatever's left over. Okay. Yeah. No, it's brighter this side than this side. That's why. Okay. An example where Shantaras is the Angi and Dasyaras primary ras, as well Adbhuta and Vibhatsarasas, both secondary rasas, are the Angas. So they're showing you can mix more. Because the point is this, that's where he makes the point before. Any favorable rasas can be all mixed. So then the mixing then has to be then a favorable. And so then it's going to be, one's prominent and the other ones become, you know, they're lesser, they're angis. So you might have one's a more prominent angi than another and this and that. You know, it's just like, let us say you're making a lemon juice. You can make a salty lemon juice, but you can put a touch of sugar. Just so it's not too sour. But or you can make a sweet one and put a touch of salt just to bring the flavor. So one's prominent and the other is. Yeah. But
let me say that these things they happen automatically when devotees that are in the spiritual world are tuned to Krishna completely.
Yes, but that comes for I mean, in the spiritual world all this will be perfect. But we still need to be trained to make sure it's perfect. Because when we get into Rasa Bas, we see devotees who are not using them exactly perfectly. Right? And some of them are in contact with the Lord. That means then they're still, before they get to Prema, these things must be worked out. So it's just, so once one goes to the, One has been trained in Golok, one comes to Gokul and comes to the Pratma of Prema. At that point, then it'll be just natural, because then now you're actually following, you know, fully that the full aspects of the spontaneity. But you're following in the footsteps of others, so you just go along and support what they're doing. Okay. But in the meantime, you know, you could mix things that don't quite match or don't understand how it matches. So, yeah.
Jiva Goswami makes that point in Priti Sandarbha. Says that rasabhas happens primarily because of contamination in one's heart. And then when there is no contamination, there is no rasabhas.
Okay.
Only thing, like, if we try to apply this, whatever is imperfect is being applied there, then he says it's the reason for rasullas. Since it enhances rasa in a different way.
But they'll be there, like for that, we're saying that moment, you just add in something. But it has to be done in that way, so only they, because you see is who's doing that. It's not the common devotee, or the general, like Radharani, or Mother Jashoda, or something like that. Then you might see something, or Satyabhama, you know, very different from Rukmini. Yeah.
The point for reading the rasavas is to remove the contaminations in the heart.
Yes, so that we don't think that whatever I do, I'm advanced, so whatever I do, that's rasa. Let me point out, well, not exactly. Yeah, good, good. Having rejected the bliss of this body composed of flesh and moistened by blood, my mind being filled with affection, when will I, skillfully waving an attractive chamara, serve the dark complexion Parabrahman, who is seated calmly on a golden throne and who performs inconceivable actions? The inconceivable action of the Adbhuta, then he has the sir, then the Shanta, then it's again the Tapasvi Shanta. Yeah, and then, you know, the thing about how the terrible position of the bodies and like that.
I think here the more Rasya becomes strong.
It may be within, just like we're saying, it's a lemon juice, so lemon's the flavor. It's the angi, and then the angas will be the salt and the sugar. You know, and you might have more sugar or less salt, more salt, less sugar, like this kind of thing. Srila Prabhupada, there's a similar statement by a devotee as follows. I shall now begin my service of fanning the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who is seated on a golden throne. He is the Supreme Parabrahman in his eternal transcendental form of a cloudy, blackish complexion. Now I shall give up my affection for my material body, which is nothing but a bunch of flesh and blood. Herein also, there's a combination of servitude and ghastliness. Where the ecstasy of servitude is taken as the whole, and the ecstasy of ghastliness is taken as the parts. So he's saying, so the servitude is the prominent here, of those two. Srila Jiva Goswami. Right, because he's just saying, when will I give up this body? But it's about then the service. So it becomes, that's the problem. Srila Jiva Goswami. Asa krid dushtarka charyas padam, constantly performing inconceivable actions, indicates adbhuta rasa. Vibhatsa is represented by disgust with the material body. As in the case of desiring to massage the feet of the Lord in verse 20, the desire to serve the Lord by fanning him with a chamara, dasyaras, is actually a desire to experience the excellence of the Lord's fragrance. This is similar to Shanaka and other Kumaras who attained bliss by smelling the fragrance of the Lord's lotus feet mixed with tulsi. So that's the point, is that if you're ever seeing something, nobody appears like they're doing service, so it's dasya. But it's just a mix of it. It's an anga, because the promise is that they want to experience the ecstasy of that. So Shanta Bhaktas may do these different services. Because in Vaikuntha, there, everybody's dasya or shanta. There's no other rasa there. Right? Because he's God, so there's no parents. He's God, so there's no friends. You know? And as far as conjugal, it just means his energy, his internal potency, is the conjugal aspect. Because he has this. So they assist there. But he doesn't have the jivas aren't, can be consorts. Right? They're not.
Is that the reason then, like, for some, seeing Lakshmi also as the jiva potency?
Yes, because they also see she's servant. Yeah, so some want to see like this and that. But she still has a conjugal rate, but that's not there. But they just see, oh, it's service. So they'll interpret everything as just service. But so the shantas, it's, you know, by here, sometimes want to render service, even though they don't have the sense of possession. Because possession means then it's about the other ones getting that happiness. While here, it's about they want to taste the happiness of, you know, here being close with a fragrance or, you know, these kind of things. So. Free from ignorance without fault. Oh no, we didn't do the 4823. Yes. An example where dasya rasa, primary rasa, is the angi, and shanta rasa, primary rasa, is the anga, right? Free from ignorance and without fault, when will I serve the Lord with the complexion of a blue lotus, who has lotus eyes and whose sweetness allows immediate surrender? Srila Prabhupada. There's another statement as follows. When shall I be free from the mode of ignorance? And being thus purified, when shall I attain the stage of serving Krishna eternally? Only then shall I be able to worship him, always observing his lotus eyes and beautiful face. In this statement, the whole is the ecstasy of neutrality and the part is servitorship. Srila Jiva Goswami. Being freed of ignorance, Nira Vidyataya indicates the influence of Shantaras. Yes.
Can you say that because of that possessiveness only, then they are free of thinking of the concept of the other four types of liberation also? Because
you can have these other aspects, especially if you have Vaikuntha or stuff like that, they can have all those liberations. And even in Dwarka and all that. It's only in Braj where there no one's worried about liberation. So here, as you see, is that statement, when shall I be freed from the mode of ignorance? Okay, so that's that aspect, like the tapasvi shanta. Being thus purified, I'll attain the cert. Then I will, but seeing here, always observing his lotus eyes and lotus face. So that again, it's being put into that it's about his experience. So Prabhupada is then translating it that the shanta is the whole, and the servitorship is the part. Though at least in the translation of this up here, it says that dasi is the primary. But it's still how it's at least been translated. It has the flavor of the other, so it could be that it'll show that for others. But at the same time, it'll have that. But it has to have that sense of possession. But here it doesn't. So then it's still Prabhupada's translated, given it as it's still shanta with the dasya in it. Well, Srila Jiva goes, okay, we did that. 2.8.24. An example with dasya rasa, primary as angi, and vibhatsa rasa, secondary as anga. The Vaishnava who feels disgust upon seeing lotus-like women wanders about dancing on remembering the lotus feet of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada. There's another statement as follows. Please look at the devotee of the Lord who is dancing. Just from remembering the lotus feet of Krishna. Simply by observing his dance, you will lose all interest in even the most beautiful women. In this statement, the whole is the neutrality and the part is the ghastliness. 2.8.25. An example with dasya ras primary as the angi, with shanta primary, vibhatsa and vira secondary as the angas. O Lord, when I think of the enjoyment I had with young women, my mouth curls up in disdain, vibhatsa. I have sufficiently absorbed my mind in hearing and contemplating in order to attain samadhi in the Brahman, shanta. I have no desire for cities, even though they are given by you, Dhanavira. I am satisfied only with worshipping your feet. Srila Prabhupada, one devotee boldly said, my dear Lord, now I am turning my face from any thought of association with young girls. As far as Brahman realization is concerned, I have lost all interest because I am completely absorbed in thinking of you. And being absorbed so blissfully, I've lost all other desire, even the desire for mystic powers. Now my mind is attracted only to worshipping your lotus feet. In this statement, the whole is the ecstasy of neutrality, and the part is chivalry. Srila Jiva Goswami. Remember the Dhanavira he set up there? Is that even though you are given, you're offering the cities, but he's not taking them. Like that. So these are and so he wants to be absorbed in contemplating, you know, he's like, excuse me. Na tripyati ya sarvata sukha maye samadhav api means my mind has achieved sufficient satisfaction with hearing and contemplating for the purpose of attaining samadhi and Brahman. There is a double negative. Dia manasvapi means even though the cities are given by you. By you is not mentioned out of respect. Another version has labhya manasvapi, although they have been obtained. The meaning is clear. Right? So the focus is on these. So here he's giving the aspects of what's more and what's less. And then within it, the acharyas are pointing out even within that what's more and less. you have the unga, I mean the angi, and then they're discussing the angas, and then they're showing what's prominent and not prominent, less prominent within the angas. Like that? Does that make sense? Four, eight, 26. You missed two, those two sapa. An example with Sakya Rasa, primary, as the Angi, with Madhura Rasa, primary, as the Anga. O Subala, the young women of Braja who drink the nectar of Krishna's lips are the most fortunate of all women. Srila Prabhupada, in another statement, Subala is addressed thus. My dear Subala, the damsel of Vrindavan who had the opportunity of enjoying Krishna's kissing must be the foremost of all the fortunate women in the world. In this example, the ecstasy of fraternal devotional service is the whole, and the ecstasy of conjugal love is the part. Right? Does that make sense? So we see sometimes when they're explaining how, what is the angi and what is the anga. And in some of them you see their comments are, well, among the angas, which is more prominent and which is... Srila Jiva Goswami, these are observations about Madhura Rasa, not with the desire to enjoy in a similar way with Krishna. Those in Sakya Rasa are eternally situated in their Sakya forms, male, but they're appreciating that form. So then in the discussion that would come up. Right? So even if they said these, it would generate that in Krishna. Right? But not in themselves. So that's why these ones, Subala, they can move with that conjugal rasa, it's not a problem. So it's not all the other boys, then they wouldn't get involved in that. But those who are the confidential, the Priya Narmashakas, they would. Yeah. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.